All right, so Monday night, we actually did family home evening, which is a rare thing for us. We're more family council people. But, oh, it's 7:30 at night. We just finished Matt and Sam and Lisa and I. Ooh, look at the moon. La Luna. It's pretty big. Anyway, we went to go see Red One. And it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. We tend to like movies that don't do very well. I'm okay with the popular ones, but usually I kind of come back and say, you know, I don't know what exactly the allure of this movie. How come a lot of people went to go see it? And I think it's because it's just because, like, the media said that you'll go see it, and you go do it. I'm not very what's a good word for it? I'm not very obedient. I think Lisa's going to get ahead of me. And that's okay. Anyway. All right. No, I think I'm going to get ahead of her. Oh, that's what she wanted to do. I want to get in this lane, too. Okay. Oh, Popeyes. I like Popeyes, but I just ate a bunch of popcorn. So that was a pretty good movie. I liked it. And so we're just leaving Clovis to head for home. Oh boy. So you know, this is kind of a thing for us. We often go to movies that nobody else goes to. You know? Like this one, we went to the theater. All the normal stuff, and we were the only people in the theater. It was a 5 o'clock showing, and apparently this movie is leaving. We were going to wait until the Friday after, you know, Black Friday, but this movie's not even going to be in the theater by Black Friday. And it's kind of a Christmas movie. And it's like, what? So, very strange. It was almost like before it even came here, it was stated only to last maybe 2 weeks at most. So I'm kind of sad because it was. It was kind of a... I thought it was good. I do remember some of the reviews for it saying, you know, it had a little bit of comedy at the very beginning, but then it really kind of went for heartfelt instead, so I guess it was terribly consistent. That doesn't bother me, but I guess other people, it's like, hey, if you can do a comedy, do a comedy. Now, if you're going to try to be touching, you know, be touching. So, I don't know. I think way too many people put way too many rules on all this. Anyway. Doesn't bother me too much. I'm eating a carrot, or a little bit of a carrot, and drinking some, just my water. Oh, this is a Dollar General this far out. Dollar Generals are interesting, where they choose to put them. You know, Clovis probably has about 7 or 8 Dollar Generals. I think it ends up being, you can have a Dollar General for every 4,000 people. And so if your town has 35 or 36,000 people, you go, oh, then you qualify for 8 Dollar Generals. Well, we will put them at strategic places around your town. There's one that's down kind of close to that's why I didn't get it one. I didn't get onto Grand Street, which is where the Dollar General is. I stayed on First Street and Mabry Drive. That's why I didn't find it. That one is right next to housing projects in Clovis. And so they actually have, a little bit of fresh produce, but they actually have, I got carrots, you know, and, most Dollar Generals don't have that. But a lot of people in the projects or in that part of town don't have vehicles. So it makes sense for them to go a little more grocery, you know, for the kinds of things you'd be looking for at a traditional grocery store. So, I go there occasionally and get some carrots. Although this time, I was early, I decided to go to Albertsons in Clovis, which I do very rarely. And, got the carrots there. You know, and I don't think there's a big difference in price. You know, you would say, oh, well, you're probably going to pay more at Dollar General. And you're going, you know what? When I got down to it, I don't think I did. I think I paid just about the same price at Albertsons as I would pay at Dollar General for the things that I got. Regardless, that cost you about $10. And these are somewhat healthy snacks. Going into going into my temple trip. Tuesday afternoons, I go to the temple. So, maybe I won't buy anything for this trip since I'm already trying to stock. In pretty good shape. Some peanuts, some carrot, and what else do I get? Oh, vegetable juice. Vegetable juice is my fluid of choice outside of water. When I go flying on a plane, I always ask for tomato juice. You know, and the plane stock tomato juice because almost everybody who wants tomato juice wants it for a Bloody Mary. You know, they'll say, yeah, I need some, I forget what you make Bloody Marys out. Is that vodka and tomato juice? I don't know for sure, but that's kind of what I use it for. No, I don't do alcohol, of course. You know, I'm a Latter-day Saint. We don't do alcohol. So, just tomato juice. They usually give me a whole can, too. You know, some places they go, oh, no, you can only have a half. But it's like, you know, you're like the only person on this plane that's going to be asking for tomato juice. So they usually just give me the whole dang thing. It's like, oh, this is great. And something that has a little virtue to it. Anyway, so, it was a good movie. I liked it. And let me see, it lasted about a little over 2 hours. And it felt every bit of it. I'm sure some people say, oh, it drags. And you're going, God, you guys are hard on stuff. Because I think it was a little dark, a little edgy. It had some language in it. And you're going, so yeah, does it fit in the family category? And it's like, I'm not really sure if that's what you want to do with it. Just try to say it's a family movie. A family with teenagers movie. How about that? Matt liked it fine. Matt's kind of an interesting thing. You know, he's got like seven-year-old sensibilities, but he gets to run his own entertainment. You know, it's just, we don't vet him. I don't know if anybody else did that, but I don't, and so Well, I was following a milk truck, so most likely we're going to lose the milk truck at some point up here. Because milk trucks don't go to Tucumcari. Because there's no processing up there. You have to have the finished project in jugs, cartons, however you have it done. Tucumcari, well, no, I can't say that's true because of the cheese factory in Tucumcari. Anyway, so,71 miles from here, and a pretty good moon. I don't know if it's, I think it was full a few days ago, so now I think it's starting to wane. Moons wax to get to full, and then they wane going off of full into new moon. And so I think the moon is now waning. But really quite big. Don't have a lot blocking the view. So, there's that. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, I said, good night, I've been beating around Clovis, New Mexico and this region for 50 years. Took some time off to go other places. We spent two years in Oklahoma City. Not quite 2 years, pretty close. Otherwise, the last 50 years, I've been in close to Mexico. I wasn't born here. My parents didn't come here until I was 7. I came here for 3rd grade and been here pretty much ever since. Little itty-bitty breaks in other places. All my children were born in this region. Primarily grew up here. And yeah, see, isn't that stunning? 50 years, wow. Anyway, so, we're getting ready to go past the old family ranch out here. Oh, there it is right there. Yep. I lived out at the family ranch for, I don't know, probably... That's probably 3 years, to be honest. My dad's prospects went up, and we moved to Lubbock. And we weren't in Lubbock for very long at all. Mom and I were, but Dad and Joe weren't. We only spent a little bit of time in Lubbock. Anyway. Oh, regardless. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I don't want to reminisce all that much. And I guess it'd be fine to talk about what Red One was all about. I think we finally figured out that the main antagonist was basically the same girl who was evil hacker girl on Burn Notice, a Burn Notice episode. She was really, really smart and took Michael for a heck of a ride. He barely survived it. Anyway, so I think that was who some kind of witch. I forget if she was like the winter witch or something like that, but she was a witch. Apparently she was a big troll. Anyway. Doesn't really matter all that much. But, and then Krampus was Santa Claus' brother. Who actually helped save the day ultimately. So, yeah. Regardless, I liked the movie, but I'm an easy touch, gotta tell you. So there it is, Red One. I didn't even say that we were doing a Cohen Meander recording, but here it is. I'm the Cohen Meander. I'm Jason Nemra. Yason Ben David Akohen. To some, and we'll go ahead and let it go for tonight. So this is it. Talk to you later. Bye.